Thank God. Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, we talked a few times about the Holy Spirit, a few messages, and then we took a couple weeks and just talked about our inheritance. And I wanted to get back to spend at least one more Sunday on the Holy Spirit. I think this will be the last one. But today, you know, I've alluded to this a little bit or touched base in different parts of the last several weeks, but I just wanted to spend a Sunday on it, talking about the direction of the Holy Spirit that you can receive specifically through speaking in other tongues in your private time, through building yourself up. And basically, to put it like this, when you don't know what to do, you know what to do. If you reach a place in your life where you don't know what to do, there's something that you can do. And if you leave here today with one thing, just to remember that line, if I don't know what to do, I know what to do. And that's to build it, to go and speak in other tongues. When you're speaking in other tongues, you're speaking mysteries. You're speaking God's wisdom. God has given us a gift. That's one function of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us. Now, we don't need, it's not like we have to pray in other tongues to receive direction from God. No, that's not what I'm saying. We can receive wisdom from God. And in James 1:5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask of God, and he will give liberally and without reproach. He will give you liberally wisdom. He'll direct you and guide you through whatever means. He can, you know, somebody speaks something to you that isn't even a Christian, or you know, read something on a website and it ministers to you, and God quickens it and says that's something you need. Or you read something in a book, or you see something on the television, whatever. God is not limited in the way he speaks to us. But in addition, God can lead us. He leads us by the inward witness, and we've talked about that. And we'll talk about it again at some time. But he leads us through our spirit. You know, it's just like you think of one way. You got a decision to make. And you think of one way and you say, nah, this just seems scratchy. I don't like that. You know, just like a sick feeling over here. You think of going this way. That seems good. It's just peaceful. It just feels good. It's like a warm fuzzy. That's the Holy Spirit leading us. You just follow peace in your life. And the Holy Spirit leads us that way. As we make decisions, we can have a yes or no about things. But there is an additional function of the Holy Spirit that we can speak in other tongues. And when we are speaking in other tongues, we can be praying mysteries out. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We can be praying mysteries, and we can interpret our own tongues, not through some, you know, stand-up English or speak in tongues and then English like you maybe would in a public service, but you can get answers. And that's what I just want to focus on, that because I've seen it so many times in my life, and it helps. And so if you'll go ahead and you'll turn to 1 Corinthians 14:2. We'll start there. We want to take advantage of all the gifts that God has given us. 1 Corinthians 14:2. We don't want to leave things that God has given us. You know, he's given us a gift. It'd be like, you know, a child. You've filled the tree underneath the tree with all these gifts, and he's opened up a bunch of them. Says, oh, well, you know, these are great. I'm just going to play with these. But you've given these other things under the tree that you know that'll bless him, that'll help him, that he needs, or that he'll enjoy playing with. And he doesn't even know because he hasn't gone and opened them up. Most kids wouldn't do that. They'd be through everything in about 5 seconds. But that, you know, us as Christians, we don't want to leave, you know, think a gift or something that God has given is, well, I don't really need that. I mean, if God's given it, he knows what we need on this earth, right? We don't want to be an attitude, well, I can do without, I'm doing good, I'm doing well enough. No, we want the things that he's given us, so we want to go after everything. So 1 Corinthians 2:14-2, it says this, for he who speaks in a tongue, now, let's go to 14:1. Now here, it's back and forth, it's talking about a lot about tongues in a setting like this, in a public setting. However, what is being spoken about tongues applies to tongues in general. But so we're not going to go into the public side of tongues. We may touch on it, but that's not our focus today. We're talking about in your private time, speaking in other tongues, because there is a side of tongues where there's a public gift. There are public gifts, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and those don't have to be, you know, in front of anybody either. But there is a gift of tongues in a setting where I felt like it was the Holy Spirit leading, could speak in a tongue that I don't know. And then you need an interpretation for everybody to be blessed. Because if I just go and just start speaking in a tongue, and I'm talking about just a public tongue, it doesn't really do anybody any good. It doesn't do you any good. It might bless me, but it doesn't do you any good. And so, and I don't want to get out, we may touch more on that. But so there is that where in the church service, I have, I give a message in tongue and somebody else or myself interprets it. And then you're blessed because you know what the interpretation of the tongue is. That's why Paul says that if we don't have an interpreter, it's better that we prophesy, which is speaking in English, an inspired utterance. Because if we just speak an inspired utterance, you guys understand English and you can get blessed by God. If I just speak in some language, I mean, you know, if you didn't know German, I started speaking in German, you may think, wow, he's speaking German, but it wouldn't help you necessarily. So that's what, you know, so he's talking some different, it's about some of that. But the things he's talking about tongues apply to tongues in general. So he says in verse 1, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you might prophesy. And he goes off in the, for the reasons I've just said, that if you prophesy, everybody can understand it. He said, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. And so then when he says, like, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. That's what I've just said. He's not saying prophecy is better in tongues. He's saying in a church service, unless you have an interpreter, the tongues doesn't bless anybody. They go together. Basically, tongues and interpretation is equivalent to prophecy. You can prophesy. Prophesy is just inspired utterance, you know. In a way, you know, preaching is prophecy because you're inspired. If you're following the Holy Ghost, it's inspired utterance, and that blesses us. If we had a message in tongue and then interpretation, that could bless us too. That's what he's saying. He's not saying prophecy is better than tongues. But anyway, my focus is back in verse 2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. You're not speaking to yourself. You're speaking to God. You're speaking out mysteries that we don't know. We don't know. We're speaking something that is being inspired. God's praying through us. I mean, think about that. God is praying through us. God knows everything. And if he's praying through us, then we're praying exactly what he knows needs to be prayed. Now let's turn over something that goes with this. Hold your finger there because we're going to come back. In Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26. Everybody there? All right, Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Doesn't mean we don't know what we should pray for at all, but we don't know as we ought. We don't know surely as God knows what we ought to pray for. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. So we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Somebody said, you know, another translation of that is groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. Either way, that's the same thing we're talking about, is that when you're speaking in other tongues, you're speaking mysteries. You're speaking things you don't know, but you're praying in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows all things. We might not know as we ought, but the Holy Spirit knows what needs to be prayed for. So we can pray in the Holy Spirit, and we'll be praying things that God knows needs to be prayed for. The perfect will of God is being prayed out. I mean, imagine that. See, we are limited by our knowledge on this earth, in and of ourselves, without God. We don't know everything, but God does. So in any situation, if you pray in tongues, start praying in tongues over it, you're praying exactly what needs to be prayed. You bypass your mind. You bypass your limited knowledge, and God starts praying through. You say, well, why doesn't God just do it? Why does he have to pray through you? Because God has limited himself. He's not limited, but he set up this world. He gave authority to Adam. Adam sinned and gave authority over to Satan, to the enemy. And so God just doesn't go in and just do everything. He works through men. God works through people. And so when we start praying, we don't know how to pray in a situation, but we start praying in tongues over it. We're praying the very perfect will of God for that situation. So God knows what needs to be done. You yield yourself to pray through, or pray for him to pray through you. Now you're praying exactly what needs to be done in any given situation. I mean, that is incredible. And if we'll yield ourselves, so many times though, We don't yield ourselves. We don't pray. We try to do it in ourselves. What am I going to do? What am I going to do about this? I don't know. I don't know how. I don't even know what to pray. That's when you pray in tongues. That's when, I mean, not the only time, but that's a good time to pray in tongues. And there's several facets then that opens up. One person said it like this, that praying in tongues is the gateway to the supernatural. When you pray in tongues, you're hooking your mind up, or your mouth up, excuse me, with your spirit, and not your mind. So you're praying out things that are coming up from your spirit. It's the same thing as if you're prophesying, or if you're giving a word of knowledge or whatever, you're bypassing your brain and you're just praying. You're just speaking out of your spirit. You're inspired by the Holy Spirit and you're speaking out of there. See, you can prove this real easy because you can pray. I mean, you're praying out of your spirit. But one thing you can show yourself is if you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you're praying in other tongues, you can read a book. Try that. Try saying something and singing a song or something out loud and read something else. You cannot do it. You'll drift towards one or the other. But I tell you right now, I can be praying in other tongues and read this. And my mind totally comprehends it. If I were making it up, if I were just making up words and it was all coming out of my brain, there's no way. My brain is generating the words and my brain is trying to read this. It won't work. But I'll tell you what, I can be praying in other tongues. I can be praying in other tongues and reading the Bible to myself. You know, I'm praying in other tongues quietly under my breath that I can be reading the Bible and have perfect comprehension, probably better comprehension because I'm praying in tongues. I can be praying in tongues on the job. I've done that, you know, while I'm actually working because your mind is fully alert, but your spirit's praying. Your spirit's praying. Your spirit's yielding to what God is saying. And so we can yield ourselves. See, so we're yielding when we're praying in tongues, we're yielding ourselves to God. And that just opens up all kinds of things. One thing is you can pray that you interpret your tongues. You don't need it to be in a church service. You don't need to be have two people up here. I'm speaking in tongues and then, you know, me or another person interprets. So I, you know, say a message in tongues and then I start saying, you know, this is what God's saying, essentially, and I speak. You don't have to do that in your own private time. That works well in a service, but in your own time, you start praying in other tongues in a situation, your interpretation can come in any number of ways. I've done this for a lot of my life, but I didn't understand really that was what I was doing. If you want to say it like that you're getting the interpretation. But what I would do, I would speak in other tongues and then I would know what to do about a situation. I didn't know what to do on my job. So I'd start speaking in other tongues about it, you know, praying about it, and you know what to do. Something comes at the design or an idea, an image, it can come in an image, it can come in a picture, or you see something, it can come in any number of ways. It can come in a sentence, it can come in a word, but you know what to do. That's the interpretation of what you're praying. You're praying. God's praying the perfect will for you, and now you get what you're praying about, and you get direction. Now, before we go any further, I want to read this scripture and just turn back a little bit in 1 Corinthians 14, 13. Now, again, this is talking about in a public setting, but in public settings, you have to start somewhere. You don't start doing these things necessarily in public when you haven't done them in private. So anything that applies to public obviously would apply. I mean, in a sense, operating the gifts, the same principles are going to operate in your private life as they would in public life. So he's talking about this in context of public, but it's the same thing in private. He says in verse 13, 1 Corinthians 14:13, therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. Now, he's talking, again, about in a public setting that, look, it's if you're going to pray in tongues in a public setting, you want to interpret. But you can do this. If you can interpret publicly for a big group of people, you can do that alone for your own life. It's the same principle. I mean, why would you be able to do it for a bunch of people, but you can't do that? No, it's the same thing. So you can pray. I mean, just believe God that you can interpret. And like I said, see, I had this mentality that it was like, okay, pray they interpret. So you look at it like if you've ever seen the gifts like that operated in a service, you could have this image that, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm in a room by myself and I'm praying in tongues. Then I stop and I start praying and then I start speaking in English. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And then I start speaking in English as if that's the way it has to look. And so you can stop and start thinking that that's what I have to do here. But you're a single person. You don't have to speak out loud to get something in your brain. If something's going through your brain, you already know it. There's no reason to speak it out of your mouth so it can go into your ears till you get back to your brain. You already know it. God can speak things to you that he can't do for a congregation. If I'm speaking to you and speaking in tongues and I interpret, pretty much in this in our technology right now, the only thing I can really do is speak an interpretation. However, I mean, I've seen this. Maybe you have too. People start speaking and they can see something in their minds and they're saying, oh, you know, and they try to describe it as best they can in words. But if we had the technology, which probably will come sometimes where I could project what I was thinking, you could all see it. Yes. And I wouldn't have to try to say it. But you see the situation, it's the same. You're seeing something. The interpretation is there. In that one case, I'm just doing the best I can with English language to explain what I'm seeing. But if I could project it, I wouldn't need that. Well, you don't need it when you're by yourself. Yes. You don't have to figure out how to describe something to yourself because you can already see it. Do you see how much more powerful that is? Yes. God can show you something in your mind, a picture for your life. You don't have to describe it. You see it. And I'm telling you, you can see it like this and just be catching up. Then your mind's catching up with what you just saw. It's like you know, you see, you know what to do. You can see it. And then it's like, okay, now your mind's unraveling it all, trying to catch up because you just saw that picture. So God can, you can do this in any area. You can do this for your job. You don't know what job you need to get. When I was looking for a job back when I first, it was before I was going to graduate from college. But I was interviewing. It was last semester of college. I was interviewing for some different jobs. I interviewed in Arizona. I had been interning at a place in Lincoln, where I lived, and I'd been interning there. I had several other offers. I was going. Had an interview set up in Minnesota, just other places. And I want to be in the right place. I want the right job. Just speak in tongues. I just spoke in tongues over. I mean, I remember one specific night I had to come down. I had an offer from a place in Arizona, very good offer, very big company. And I had an offer from the company I was working for. I just prayed over it. I prayed for a few hours. And I wasn't sure. I mean, I had been sitting on it. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to pray for it. I'm just going to pray over it and just bring it to God. And just pray in tongues. And I knew what to do. I knew what to do. I knew how to do it. I went back. I did some negotiations. And you know what? Worked at that job for years, 12, 13 years. And it's been amazing, some different things, the way it worked out. But God will show you. God will show you what to do. We don't need to be bumbling around the dark. Like I said, God can give us wisdom. But when there's, and that's part of it. And he has given you his wisdom when you're speaking in tongues. But there is a way you can be speaking the actual will of God and know exactly what to do. Know exactly, see exactly what to do. You know, when I met Shelley, you know, you just follow peace. But I prayed in tongues. I would just make sure that I'm following the right way because I don't want to miss it. I don't want to marry the wrong person. And I just followed that peace. I'd pray in tongues about it. I'm not saying you do it perfectly. Don't think, you know, I'm so spiritual. Well, you know, I always pray. No, I didn't always do it right. I didn't always just spend hours praying. No, I mean, I was infatuated. I was just up, you know, but man, we talked for hours on the phone. People looked at our phone bill. This was before cell phones and before the flat, I mean, it's flat rate, but it was on landline. Now, we would talk for hours on the phone. It was, yeah, her mom's laughing. It was ridiculous. So I'm not saying, you get all spiritual and have to do. God knows where you are. God knows where you're at. You don't have to do it perfect. Just give him a chance, though. That's what I'm saying. Just start doing it. That's how you get the result. Don't think you have to get all holy about it and get in your closet. Now I'm going to pray. No, you can do it while you're in your car going to work. You can do it anytime. It's the principle. You don't have to use your mind. You just have to be speaking it out. And you may not get the direction right away. Just keep at it. You'll know. You'll know what to do. You know, in relationships, if there's relationships with your children or what to do. You know, if you're a parent, God's given you wisdom to know what to do. If you don't know what to do, pray in tongues about it. God will show you exactly what to do. He'll bypass all your, I think I need to do this. Kids are all different. We're all different. God knows what they're going to be. God knows exactly their future when we're long gone and we're with him. They're probably still going to be on this earth, and God knows. He knows what he's called them to. We don't. We're limited. No matter how old they are, we don't know everything, but he knows exactly where they're going. And if we can pray for them or pray, how do I do this? With our spouse, if we can pray for our spouse, we can pray, how do I deal with this with my spouse? Any number of things. How to do things on our job. How to do things. You know, you're dealing with a situation on your job or a how to. You got a challenge, and what am I going to do here? How am I going to get it done? God can give you supernatural wisdom. Exactly, you know, exactly what to do. Makes you look smart, but it wasn't you. You know it, but I'm not saying he's just going to, you know, you have an education. You have the tools. But even so, he shows you how to put them all together and solve a problem. Amen. There's no, you know, we can live. There's no limit. God's not ever going to withhold. Well, you know, you got to reach this threshold and then you're going to get it. You know, you got to reach so many hours and then. No, it's just, we just go with him, be led, pray. You know, that's how, when I prepare for services, best way I found. See, I did that. I did not know. I just knew to pray in tongues, so I would do it. But ever since I've ever spoken, when I ever did music with the songs, when I was back, I was a music minister, right from the beginning. The one thing I knew to do, totally green, about what songs to pray. I just prayed in tongues till I knew. I'd have a song list in front of me, and I would just pray in tongues, and I would know, you know, okay, what do I do? And just follow the insight. Not all the time I'd even pray in tongues. I'd look at them, you know, and decide what to do. But most of the time, you know, I pray in tongues until I knew what should I put together. You think, well, just pick some songs. No, I mean, it's not like it's life or death, but it's a training. See, I got to know what, I got to follow, what song should I put together? And when you do that, you have God's mind for what's going to go on in the service. When I prepare messages, I don't just sit there and say, well, what do I think? I don't, you know, I might come across a scripture, but the things that I found are impactful is when I pray in tongues and I just take notes. Because that's the power, that's the Spirit of God. I don't know what you need, but God does. And so I just start writing out what I'm getting. And guess what? Ever since I've ever preached, when I follow that and just, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of things that we try to do, that we try to make natural systems that we don't need to do. If we just follow the Spirit of God, he's the one, he's the shepherd. I'm not the shepherd. I'm the under-shepherd. It's the Spirit of God that is ministering to people through any given gift. And so there's no limit. Whatever situation is, if you don't know what to do, you know what to do. Go and pray in tongues about it. And you know what? If you don't know how to pray, so many times we just start praying. We just jump to pray in English. If we'll start praying in tongues first, we'll know which way to pray in English. Sometimes we think we just need to pray about it because by God, we know the word. Well, you know what? We know the word, but we want to know what to pray, how to pray. Maybe there's something in the natural. Let's say it's your healing or it's some other situation where you're not sure exactly what to do. God does. Yes. God might know that there's something in your life that you're doing over and over that is exasperating this issue over here. And if you just make this little adjustment here, your problem goes away. There's something that you're eating that you should not be eating. God knows what that is. And if you just keep praying over it, but you keep eating that thing, guess what? You have the same problem. I'm not saying God is not limited. We want to just be flowing with Him. We want to look to Him. We don't want to just independently go and, well, I'm just going to, you know, just get in there and pray. We just be led. Bottom line is we be led for our own life. We're each given responsibility for our own lives. And God will lead you. He won't lead me for your life. I don't know you like you know you. And I frankly, this is true with everybody. I care about each person in here, but I don't know your life or I'm concerned with your life like you are concerned with your life. And it goes both ways in every way. We care for other people and we pray for them. But when push comes to shove, God will lead you what you need. You know your life. I maybe, unless it's a word of knowledge, can't get what you need, but you can. And so when each of us just goes to God, if we need a healing, we pray over it, and God shows us what we need to know. He shows us what. You know, that doesn't negate the Word and knowing the Word and knowing that we're healed and that is part of our inheritance, all that stuff. But there might just be an adjustment that we need to make. And at the same token, if you're led, if you feel like a prompting not to do something, then don't do it. Don't override the Holy Spirit, because if God is leading you a certain way to go, don't say, well, it doesn't matter. I can do whatever I need to do here and God will take care of me anyway. God's trying to prompt you to avoid something. He's trying to get you not to do something. You say, oh, well, it doesn't matter. God's taking care of me. That's presumption. I'm not saying we have to be perfect in it, because we're all growing and all making mistakes. Of course, God's going to be merciful and taking care of us. But I'm telling you, if you know, you know, that's why it's good to pray over things. But if we know and there's something prompting us, then just heed that. If there's something you feel like you really shouldn't eat, don't eat it. Don't do it. I mean, there's something. There's a guy, you know, I knew. You know, he talked about this time. I can't remember the situation. It was something in his refrigerator that he thought he was really thirsty or something. And I think it was milk or something. It wasn't expired, but there's something wrong with it or whatever. But he felt the prompting. No, don't eat it. Don't drink it. And it wasn't like you could tell. I mean, not like it smelled or anything. It was something wrong with it or something was messed up. But he was like, that doesn't matter. And he got sick. He was, you know, sick as it could be and everything. And he knew afterwards, I knew I shouldn't have done that. But he did it. We've all done that. Just, if that's the case, just get up, say I blew it, and, you know, go on and whatever. But my point is that God leads us and guides us and that we can know. We don't ever have to sit in a situation and just say, I just don't know what to do. Just don't know what to do. Well, we might not know what to do now, but we can change that. One way is to speak in tongues, to let God lead us and guide us and get the interpretation of our own tongues and have direction for our life. Do you realize, you know, Paul said just a little bit later, I think it's actually right here. Yeah, a few verses down. Oh, actually, look at this. So, you know, I started to say that you can pray to know what to pray for. So I say you can pray to get direction, but you can also pray. You don't know what to pray for. You don't just have to pray in tongues indefinitely. You can be praying, but then you have something come up. You have words come up, English words come up. Just speak, pray that way. Go that way. God will give you the first few words of something to pray. Go that way. Pray that way. And then you've prayed that out. You just keep praying in tongues and something else comes up. Pray that way. And that's what you're doing. God will show you what to pray in English. If you need to pray over something and, you know, take authority in a situation or pray a specific word over something, you know, you're praying for somebody, but you don't know what to pray for. Let's say, you know, you have a relative or whatever, and you're praying and you don't know what exactly to pray for. You know, or you just have them on your heart to pray for. They keep coming up. Well, if somebody's like that, you haven't thought about them for a while, pray for them. Just pray for them. You don't have to understand why. If they keep coming back, very well may be God just leading you and prompting you and getting you to pray for their situation. So pray for them. Just pray for them. And as you're praying for them, let's say you start having specific things that you don't know come up that you should pray for. Just follow the Spirit of God, because God is getting, see, you're yielding yourself to pray for these people. And now he's getting his answer to them through you, because you're yielding. Maybe they're not praying for themselves, something, but be yielded. You know, we want to be yielded to God, and then you can be praying something specific. So be, if there's English coming up while you're praying in tongues, just pray it out. It can be a word or two, and then that leads to a sentence, whatever. But that's what, you know, Paul's saying here. So he says in verse 13, this is what we just read, therefore let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. See, when you pray in a tongue, unless you interpret it, it's the same thing as if you spoke in German, or I spoke in German and you didn't know German. You don't understand anything. It's the same way. If you're praying in tongues, unless you get the interpretation, doesn't mean it's not useful. I could be praying for you and not understand a word of it, but I'm speaking out the mysteries of God, so it's doing a world of good. We're not saying you have to understand it for it to do good, but if it pertains to you, or if there's something that you need to pray out for somebody else, it's helpful if you can understand it. So he says, if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with understanding. If you pray in the spirit, you get something, you pray in understanding. You don't always have to pray in tongues before you pray in English, but if you're going to be praying over a situation, that helps to start out. Or you can just say, God, I'm going to yield myself now to prayer. I pray what you know in English, what you know, you've already know that you need to pray in this situation. Pray that now in English. And if you reach the end and you still need to pray, say, you know, God, I'm yielding myself. I'm just praying over this situation and go. And if you have more things in English to pray, then as they come, you're praying with your spirit and then you're praying with the understanding. He says, I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding. And then he goes back to, otherwise, if you bless with the spirit, now he's talking about the public setting. If you bless with the spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks? Said he doesn't understand what you say. If I'm talking in tongues up here, you don't know what I'm saying. So how are you going to say amen? You don't know when I finish my sentence. Verse 17, for you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. And this is what I was going to get to then. I thank my God that I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in church, see, he's talking about the personal gift. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in church, I would rather speak five words with my understanding that I may teach others also than 10,000 words in a tongue. He's not talking about just speaking in tongues. He's talking about like right now in a service. If I just go off and start speaking in tongues, you guys don't know what I'm saying. I'm blessed, but you guys have no clue. So he's saying, I'd rather speak a few words of inspired utterance, prophecy, than speak 10,000 words in a tongue. But he said, I pray in tongues more than you all. Paul, as you know, wrote a good deal of the New Testament. And he didn't walk with Jesus. He got it by revelation. But he says, I pray in tongues more than you all. The man had revelation. He was constantly praying. He was meditating with God. He was getting things by revelation, by the Spirit going through him. And we can do the same things. Things that you know there's something there. I know I almost understand it. You can do it when you're with the Word. I don't quite understand what's going on here. You're trying to put two things together. Pray in tongues. Ask God to show you. He's the one that wrote the Bible. The Holy Spirit inspired the Bible, inspired men to write it. So just pray in tongues and get the... He'll show you. You know, it's good to look in... It's not a bad thing to look at notes that people have put in the Bible, but just keep in mind that's not the Bible. That's commentary in the Bible, and those people may or may not be right. Let God be your judge in there too. If you read something and that doesn't seem right, throw it out. And if it's in the Bible, you know, if it's a comment, don't think that just because they have a different education or more education in a certain area that they know more. No, they don't. There's a lot of denominations that have a whole lot of education, but it doesn't mean they're interpreting the Bible right. There's a lot of religion that has just turned the Bible around. So just let God be your guide, and if you're not getting something, pray over it. Ask God to show you. What my point is, Paul got a lot of revelation. He spoke a lot in other tongues. I don't think there's just no kind of correlation there. We can have revelation of the Word. We can know what to do. In every area of our life, as we just are led by God, led by the Spirit, it's a gift. Just a minute, we'll get done. I just encourage you to use it. Just speak in other tongues. If you need something, again, there's one thing you take away. When you feel like you don't know what to do, you know what to do. You go to God. If you speak in other tongues and you just go to the Holy Spirit, let Him start speaking through you. If you're discouraged and down, getting off some, just spend some time in the presence of God. If you'll use this gift, man, you're speaking out the mysteries of God right there. You're speaking the perfect will of God. You're yielding to yourself to something you can't see. It's really hard to say stay down or off or discouraged or I don't know what to do, because and you're letting the God that created the universe speak through you at that point. Your perspective could change. You know what to do. You can get direction and guidance. So thank God.